Or the $2 million.
Would you go back for that trial, Steve?
Who paid?
It's like, no, I'm jumping bail.
Well, look
one.
At that, though. Think about that. They let him go, charged bail. So we just, in effect, just paid Iran
the government, our government
millions of dollars.
It,
right? Yeah. A couple, who paid for it? I'd like to know who paid for it.
I don't know.
Who? They said anonymous.
I'm going to look it up, Jay, because you know you.
Well, I wasn't going to boast, but I did.
Well, you live in Incline Village. You might could afford it. But I wonder about all that. I mean, I don't know why I wonder about it all, because it doesn't really affect my life right here today. But it just doesn't sound right to me.
I don't think I'll be hiking.
$1 million bail.
$1 million. Well, that was for the two boys, right? $500,000 each. And it was, what, $500,000 or $1 million for the girl?
I thought she was released a while ago.
Well, she was released a while ago, but she was released on
she
bail.
Means she had bail, too. Okay, gotcha. Yep.
I think I'll hike here in the U.S. Thank you very much.
I think I will, too. You looking? What?
Yeah, I
can't.
They're not saying
no, they're
who
not.
Paid
you know
it.
What? They're saying anonymous. They're not telling who paid the bail. They're not saying who paid their bail. And that would mean
if it
something,
was
I think.
Private or whether it was our government doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I would wonder about that.
It doesn't
that.
Say. You're right. It doesn't say who paid the bail.
It doesn't say. No, they say anonymous.
I have the sneaky suspicion that we did.
The taxpayers.
The taxpayers, yeah.
Boy, I wish I had every million I've paid out tax money. Okay, well, we had another GOP debate. You ready to talk about that a little bit when we come back, Steve?
Let's do it.
Okay, we're going to talk about that when we come back. And don't forget, you can call in 823-1920 if you want to join in the conversation. You're with Broadview.
The Buzz.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived in the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with, we were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar, but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Nevada National Guard and aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Are you looking for a career change, extra income, an opportunity to make great money on a full-time or part-time basis? If so, listen up. Can you help local business owners succeed with coupon advertising and help local consumers save serious money? Are you self-motivated? Do you want to work from home? If so, then we want you.
TenRenoCoupons.com.
Get paid well. We'll show you how. TenRenoCoupons.com.
Gardening in our region has challenges, but it is not impossible to have a beautiful yard. Hi, this is Marnie Brennan, Garden Coach. Join me each Saturday at 8 a.m. on 1270 The Buzz for the Impatient Gardener and Interactive Garden Talk Show. You'll hear local and regional gardening guests at Saturdays at 8 a.m. on 1270 The Buzz, brought to you in part by the Garden Shop Nursery on Mayberry Drive at the Big White House.
Unusually beautiful Garden Shop Nursery.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back here with JP as well as Steve Aussie, co-host of Nevada Matters. And we're going to get to the GOP debate. Boy, I'm liking that they're having these debates.
It's pretty cool.
It's very cool. And I think we should have more of these just ongoing. I like it.
I thought the one we had in Tampa that was 2 hours, the one before this, that if somebody was wondering what conservatives believe in, watching that would tell you a lot, because it showed you everything from somebody centrist like Romney to somebody like Ron Paul to somebody like Bachman. You really got a flavor what the whole right side of the political party believes in.
And the variables.
Very educational.
The variables.
I have one question. Why does Herman Cain keep kicking ass in these debates and he's not moving up in the polls like he should?
Like him.
He just
I do like
kills in these debates.
Yeah, he does. He's a strong man.
The comment I liked, he said, is that Romney and Perry were arguing over Ponzi scheme, not Ponzi scheme, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. He says, let's don't worry about what we call it. Let's just fix it.
Yeah, I like
there
that,
you
too.
Go. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He knows what he's talking about.
He does. I met him when he was out at Sparks here, out at the Sporting Goods store, Shields.
Yeah.
And I talked to him, and he said he would do an interview with me.
Oh, awesome.
Cool beans.
We'll be looking for that. Well, they're saying now, I mean, supposedly, that it's really the Republican race is down to two men, they're saying. Perry and Romney. Do you believe that? Do you think that's true?
Mm-hmm. That's what infuriates me, because Kane keeps winning debates. So is it just money that determines who's the front runner?
No, I don't think it's money.
Well, then why? Why are Romney and Perry
Well,
the
I think they have the strongest personalities, in my view. I mean, Herman Kane, he's a very smart man, and he has a good presence.
Okay, so where are you going with that?
Okay.
No, it's frustrating.
Well, I guess it is to the most well-known. I guess it's the most well-known.
How does an outsider get traction in a presidential
campaign? I don't think you do.
Campaign?
But except Johnson did. Remember Johnson's statement?
Lyndon
Do you remember Johnson?
Johnson? Oh, Ron Johnson.
No, Ron Johnson.
Okay, yes.
Lyndon Johnson.
That was hilarious.
Is he running again?
Those were huge ears. Did Lyndon that Johnson was, have big ears or
Yes,
what?
Here's what he said. He said, my next door neighbor's two dogs have created more shovel-ready jobs than this current administration. It brought the house down.
It did, it did.
Somebody wrote that line ahead of time, or you think he just came up
He stole it from Limbaugh, I heard.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Now I take from...
Now I don't like him. He listens to Rush. I'm not going for him at all.
Come on.
I take stuff
that.
From Twain and Yogi Berra and whatnot. I just don't think he said that, but somebody else said that he took that from
him. No, I don't believe it. Rush Limbaugh probably took it from someone else. Well, but anyway, his idea was to balance the federal government 15 years from now, not 20 years from now, but now, and throw out the entire federal tax system, replace it with a fair tax.
Ooh, I would love that.
A consumption tax.
Yeah, me too.
That by all measures is just that. It's fair. Mm-hmm. It does away with corporate income tax, and if that doesn't create tens of millions of jobs in this country, well, I don't know what does.
I would love that. I just don't see it happening.
Well, everybody's talking about it, though. Don't you notice how they're all talking about flat tax, change the tax system, change the corporate tax? They're all talking about it. But is anybody going to do anything about it when they win?
We'll have to see if we have the political will to do that. One of the reasons why I like it is we know about half the people in the country do not pay taxes. Well, everybody goes to the grocery store and buys something. So all these people that are living off the underground economy that don't report income, if we had a flat consumption tax, everybody would pay their fair amount.
Well, and you know what I think? I think the tax has gotten out of hand, because the people who can't and don't claim their tax... not the rich, because they find loopholes to keep from paying it, is because they've got so many kids and they've got so many expenses that when it comes down to it, and all of a sudden at the end of the year, they're trying to get a little more money to take care of their family out of their paychecks. That payroll tax, I think, is very important to do away with, because they're trying to get more money out of their paychecks and make it go farther. So they claim 4, 5,
sounds
you know,
like
10.
You've personally done.
Oh, no, it just
you
doesn't mean
like
personal experience. There's only one of me. I mean, come on. I don't have a bunch of kids, but I would think about it if I had a bunch of kids. And then at the end of the year, they owe $2,500. They can't pay it. So it just rolls over and rolls over and rolls over. I think it's a snowball. They really need to take a look at that, I think, the payroll as well as the income tax.
You know where
that tax.
The
complete
biggest
reform.
Yeah,
the biggest
reform.
Resistance to the fair tax comes from? AARP has convinced retirees that the fair tax is unfair to them.
You're always picking on the AARP.
Oh,
it's just an insurance company.
I've had arguments with fellow conservatives who think that this is unfair to them. They saved all their life, paid their income taxes. Now that they're in a non-tax situation, now you're going to get them with the fair tax. And the AARP.
Well, tell me a little bit more about the fair tax. I mean, what does it...
Well, it's just like you described. It's a tax. It's like a sales tax that comes when you buy something.
But you don't have to pay
it. A national sales tax.
And if you're a retiree, your argument is, well, I paid income tax all my life, and now that I'm retired and all my income is tax-free, now you want to hit me with another tax. And that it's not quite that way, and you can try to convince them all you're not. All
well,
you
doesn't
want,
it? It just means that if you make any more money than what you're getting back, you're going to have to pay tax on it if it's above a certain level, which I think is a poverty level at $14,000 a year as it is.
You know, Social Security is not taxed really either.
It's not taxed, but if you make over $14,000, you're.
I think the fair tax would be awesome.
I'd have to look at a little more.
It's see funny, what it my says. Column always... this week was about taxes. Did you read it?
I did read it. And
it was
I actually
wrong, wasn't
and actually I downloaded the PDF file.
Oh,
we can talk about that.
Okay.
Let's keep talking about the debate, but I do want to talk about that because I thought that was really interesting that we had a bill that was one page long, and then we had a President Obama's, which was 199 pages.
What a difference, right? And the one pager is a much better bill.
I know. So we'll talk about that. I really found that interesting.
Back to your comment, JP. Of course, Herman Cain has his 999 tax, which is the same way, a 9% sales tax, 9% corporate, and I guess a 9% federal tax.
Yeah. Right.
But whether those are the real numbers, I kind of like that idea.
I do, too. I think that would work. Mm-hmm. Well, better than it's working now.
Simplify
for sure.
it. Yeah. You know, the folks in Greece are paying like a 40% tax rate. Is it working for them? Is raising taxes that high
it
working
help,
for them?
It doesn't help, does it, Steve?
It's not working for them.
The government's just going to spend until they're overspending, and it doesn't matter what the tax rate
it's
is.
Like
so don't give those slobs in Washington another dime.
Yeah,
it's
we see
like
that now.
Giving them meth to an addict. It just makes it worse.
They're going to want more than they can handle sooner or later.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, what are we going to do? First, we got to get Obama
Elect
out of
Herman
there.
Cain.
We got to get Obama out of there.
You know what? I sound like a Herman Cain campaigner or something.
Okay, so let's talk more about the GOP debate. Who did you feel? It was presented by Fox News this time in Google.
Yeah,
so
interesting. I don't know why
the questions
MSNBC
were better.
Got the first one. And then, of course, the synopsis after the MSNBC was with all these lefties analyzing what the conservatives were saying.
Yeah.
And then CNN a little bit more towards the middle. But, of course, this one was Fox. So I thought that was good.
And Bachman, I liked she came back with the don't shoot the messenger.
Right.
You saw that?
Yeah.
You know, about the Perry scandal with the inoculation. God, that's still ongoing, too.
You know why I don't go for Bachman like I should? It's very selfish. I don't want her as a woman taking air out of the bubble.